T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve and Ted in the morning now, 6:49 here on a Tuesday morning. Three big things. Initial results indicate Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will retain his seat in Canada. Man's body found in the street near Mason Central in West Wichita. Unknown how he got there. Wichita City Council may consider changes to Douglas Street downtown. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning here in traffic moving right along here in Wichita, starting to see some heavier traffic, maybe even a slowdown on K-96. This is as you're leaving I-135 and getting on to K-96 from I-135 over to Hillside. Seeing some heavier traffic in that area right now. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and breezy today with a high of 65 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 46. Wednesday sunny with a high of 70. Now partly cloudy. West wind at 12 miles per hour and 42 degrees. 6:50 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Dunkin' Donuts announced that next month it will introduce its plant-based sausage sandwich. A plant-based sausage sandwich at a donut shop. Mm. And Domino's locations in Japan selling a Halloween roulette pizza. Each pizza contains an unmarked slice doused with ghost pepper sauce that is masquerading as a regular piece of pie.
That's a great idea.
This is kind of cool. Whoever grabs the sneaky slice garnished with the sauce will get a mouthful of the flaming ghost pepper, once known as the hottest chili pepper in the world. Well, that'll be a reason to get one of those.
Where is this?
They're doing it in Japan.
Japan.
Okay. Yeah, with Domino's. So the Japanese, I'm sure they'll enjoy that joke. That ought to be funny.
That is funny, though.
Your own body producing alcohol could be a gift or a curse.
This is House Call for Health. It might be nice to always have a beer on you, brewed by your own body, but then again, maybe not. Doctors at Richmond University Medical Center on Staten Island, New York, say they had a patient with a rare condition called auto-brewery syndrome. The 46-year-old man had been pulled over by police for DWI. His blood alcohol level showed he'd had something like 10 drinks, but the man swore he hadn't touched a drop. Doctors examined the man's digestive tract and found a high concentration of brewer's yeast used in making beer and wine. The doctors say this man was brewing beer in his own belly, converting carbohydrates to alcohol. Writing in the journal BMJ Open Gastroenterology, the doctors say they think the problem started from antibiotics for a thumb injury. The patient has since responded well to treatment, and now when he feels like a beer, he orders one. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Can you prepare for a recession? Don Grant, CFP The Money Tracker, has the answer as always this morning. Good morning, Don.
Well, I don't know how much of an answer I've got, but I've got a lot of questions to ask here. Well, there is some answers. In the past decade, Steve, the personal savings rates for Americans has been all over the map. According to the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis, it's ranged from less than 5% to about 12% as a ratio of personal income saved to personal net disposable income, when you think about that. Now, the amount that you have saved will determine how much, you know, how you're going to fare during a protracted recession. If we look at the correlation of America's personal savings rates and recessions, generally we save less on the brink of an economic downturn. Like in December of 2000, just before that 2001 recession, the savings rate was 4.2%. December 2007, before the real estate bubble shot us into a long recession, the average savings rate was 3.7%. In July and August of this year, our savings rate has gone from 7.8% to 8.1%. Now, since January, we're averaging about a 9.3% savings rate. Well, what does that mean? if we hit a recession after continued savings rates like these, we're much more prepared to weather the storm. And since consumer spending is at it's a huge part of the economy during a recession, it could shorten the life of the downturn when we spend some of those savings. So the first thing you can do to prepare for a recession is put some money away. Keep it fairly liquid so that you can have immediate access when you need it. We know when we're in a recession, when we know that, spend less. We know we're on, until we know that we're on the road to recovery. And keep a good attitude. Every recession has been followed by a positive economy. There's no need to stress over a situation that is completely out of your control. Just keep the nose to the grindstone until you see the end downturn in sight. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Don, today is National Make a Dog's Day, an opportunity to give all dogs the best day of their lives. There are approximately 3.3 million dogs enter shelters in the U.S. annually, 3.3 million, many being relinquished by their owners. Of course, we're still the approximately 35% of the animals that enter shelters are euthanized. That number, that figure's quite a bit lower here at the Kansas Humane Society. I've talked to Mark Eby out there before, and he's got that number down quite a bit. But they have to work hard to get those dogs adopted out and whatnot. But it is a dog day. Now, you're a dog guy, right?
Oh, yes. We've got two of them ourselves. All right. And I just fed them, so I will next time I see him, I'm going to give him a good pet.
Yeah, give him a big pat on the head there. That's what
and a chew toy.
That's what we do with Ted. It keeps him happy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Yep.
thank you, guys.
Scratch my tummy.
Scratch your tummy. Okay. All right, guys, 6:55 now, coming up at 7 o'clock this morning. All the news with Steve and Ted. Wichita City Council may consider changes to Douglas Street. That story and more news coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.